truth of the matter is, you could be doing way more to help drive your new patient case acceptance conversion in a really, really distinctive and measured way.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. Now, you might notice I'm in video. Well, why not, right? And if you're listening to me, you can't see me. But if you can see me, you probably can hear me as well. Anyway, I'm just having fun with this. I figured it's easier to do this as a video podcast as well. So today I want to talk about something that's really, really near and dear to my heart. What is it? It's, does your new patient process help drive your conversion process as well? What does that mean? Well, I want to ask you a question. When it comes to your new patient process, do you simply put an ad out, right? Advertise for something and new patients call, they choose your office. Hey, what's your name? What's your number? What's your insurance info? We'll see you soon. Get them into the new patient appointment and your treatment coordinator talks to them. And at the end of the day, they accept or they don't accept. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, most offices right now in the United States are doing something just like what I just talked about. However, truth of the matter is, you could be doing way more to help drive your new patient case acceptance conversion in a really, really distinctive and measured way. So let's talk about that just for a few moments here. I want to ask you some hypothetical questions that will help you start thinking a little bit about how you can do this. Now, this is not new stuff. This is stuff I learned literally nearly 3 decades ago when I first got into dentistry. So first of all, when your new patient calls, how are they greeted? Have you worked with your team on the way the phone is answered from A to Z? Do you have a new patient call sheet that outlines specifically the questions that are to be asked for every new patient to guide them from A to Z? Does your team get audited? Meaning, do you listen to the phone calls of your team to figure out if they're doing a good job or not doing a good job? What kind of information does your patient need to fill out? Is it a form? Are you still sending paper forms? I hope you're not. But are you sending them to a website to download forms? Are you sending them a link? Are you using something like an OrthoFi? What are you doing to drive them through that new patient process just on the phone itself? What questions are you asking other than basic health information? Are you doing what they call a trial close, where you get to figure out from a simple question right there and then, is somebody or is somebody not ready to start treatment with you? Or do they have 3 more consults with other orthodontists coming up? These are vital questions that you need to be asking yourself if you want to increase your case acceptance. Because as I taught everybody when I teach digital code diagnosis, and we'll get into that on another podcast, when I teach digital code diagnosis, I always try to tell people that if you think case acceptance starts when your patient, when your TC is presenting treatment to your patient, and that's where this whole thing they're going to buy in or not buy in starts, you're way off base. Because we've always known it starts way, way earlier in the game. It starts with the phone being answered and the trial close and other things along the way being asked. And again, you have to know these things. Tracy Martin, who's going to be doing our Orthopreneurs University course coming up, you can definitely learn more about this stuff from her. She's amazing at it. She's been one of the coaches I've worked with for treatment coordinator. But I want you to again ask yourself, what are the things you're doing from A to Z to help your TC get better case acceptance? Because if your TC has a 50% case acceptance or a 70% case acceptance, I would not consider that acceptable in my practice. And I would need to take steps and I wouldn't blame it on them. Now, there are times you've got the wrong person in the wrong seat, or you've got the right person in the wrong seat. And we won't get into that right now, but you could have the wrong TC and that's possible. But let's go on the assumption that you trust your TC and you have the right treatment coordinator. What else are you doing to support them to help them get better outcomes? And that's the whole point of this, to make you start thinking about, start wondering, what do I need to be doing from point A to point T? We'll call that TC moment. Point A to point T, what do I need to do to get that patient to understand how I'm different, how my practice is different, how we're going to treat them better than everybody else around, how their outcomes are going to be spectacular? What is it you're doing from A to T to get them there? And again, You should go to the Orthopreneurs University course with Tracy Martin. She's going to help you understand this big time. Again, I wanted you to understand this, but a trial close, very important. The conversations you're having with them, with the patient, before they ever come in, like a treatment coordinator call or an insurance call, these are things that Tracy's going to cover in detail. So click on the link, sign up now. If you don't know where to go, just follow along. You'll be able to see it. But Tracy Martin and Orthopreneurs University is going to be huge for you. So as I always tell you, I'm always here if you have any questions or anything you need. But I want you to start thinking about that new patient call from beginning till end. I want you to think about that TC call. I want you to think about the insurance call. I want you to think about everything that goes into case acceptance from A to Z and what you're doing to drive that better. And that's why I asked Tracy Martin to give this course. Sign up now, have your TC watch it, and I think you get 90 days. So you can watch it as many times as you want with as many people in your office as you want. Have a great day. Reach out to me if you ever need anything, and wishing you a wonderful, wonderful case acceptance.